The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Presence this morning, and I'm glad to be in your presence this morning. We are grateful to God for the privilege, and we know that the Lord will bless you all in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. I'm happy to see you this brand new month, and I know God will surprise you in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. Well, I welcome you to the month of shining brighter. Somebody that will shine brighter, shout a big hallelujah. Somebody that will shine brighter and brighter, shout a big hallelujah. I can hear your hallelujah. There's a song we normally sing in those days. I don't know if you know it. Irawo misi matonsi. Irawo misi matonsi. Emi o mayo. Jesu lo so fun mi pe. Irawo misi matonsi. O si maton. Irawo mi si ma tan si, emi o ma yo, Jesu lo so fun wa pe.
Irawo wa si ma tan si.
Give Jesus a big clap, please be seated. I'll be speaking this morning by privilege on a message titled The Wisdom of Thanksgiving. We want to welcome our internet audience and those who are watching us from other locations this morning. The Wisdom of Thanksgiving, Part 1. Our major focus this month is wisdom. And we'll be going in depth into the matter of wisdom. There's going to be an outpour of the Spirit of Wisdom upon every one of us this month in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7 that wisdom is the principal thing. What that means is that every other thing is a vice principal. Wisdom is very key. And when it comes to the matter of thanksgiving, wisdom is very important. Thanksgiving is a vital sign of wisdom. Ingratitude is a clear sign of foolishness. Thanksgiving is a vital sign of wisdom. Ingratitude is a clear sign of foolishness. In Psalms 92 and verse 1, Psalms 92 and verse 1, the Bible speaking there says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto God and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." It is a good thing. It is a wise thing. It is the right thing to do. Thanking God is a good thing. Thanking God is a wise thing. Thanking God is the right thing to do. Not doing it, it's not wise. In my place, they say, if a person, you give somebody something and the person does not thank you, it's just like a armed robber coming to the house to rob the person. It's just like an armed robber entering your house and cutting away your goods. This morning, by privilege, I'll be showing us quite a lot of things that will help your understanding on this matter of thanksgiving. Quickly this morning, beloved, what is thanksgiving? Just remind ourselves again. Thanksgiving is an attitude of appreciation and gratitude to God for things received. Thanksgiving is an attitude of appreciation and gratitude to God for things that has been received. There are differences between the wise, the thanksgiver, and the unwise, that is the foolish. I'll show us four in the first service. I'll show us another four or five in the second service as God will help us. Major differences between the wise, that is the thankful, and the foolish, which is the unthankful. Major differences between the wise, that is the thankful, and the unwise, which is the unthankful. Number one is that the wise see what God has done, and the foolish cannot see anything that God has done. If you like, you can rule a line in between your sheets, and then you have one side, you write wise, on the other side, you write foolish. Then you can now just go on and on. We have 4 points in this first service. We'll take another four in the second service as God helps us. The wise can see what God has done. The foolish cannot see anything God has done. Even with the eyes of the wise closed, he can still see that God has done something. But with the foolish, with their two eyes open, they cannot see anything. What has God done? I can't see what I need to thank God for. In Psalm 46 verse 1, David was speaking. He said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in need, in trouble. That is a wise man. He said, he's the one that has helped me. He's the one that has preserved me. He can see what the Lord has done. You know that song? See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. He has set the captives free and opened the prison doors. Oh, see what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. He has set the captives free and open the prison door. See what the Lord has done. That's a wise man. He can see everything God has done in his life, life of his wife, her husband, her children, her friends, neighbors, in the church, in her work, in her business, in her health. That's a wise person. The unwise person, I can't see anything to thank God for. Maybe by the time May we end, I would have seen something. For now, I can't see anything. He has set the captives free and opened the prison door. See what the Lord has done. Number two difference between the wise and the unwise is thanksgiving is the habit of the wise. More mourning is the habit of the fool. Thanksgiving is the habit of the wise man. I am very grateful, Omore. I am very grateful, Omore. I am very grateful. Okwe mumu wa baba. Se okwe mi o. Okwe mumu wa baba. Somebody say baba. Somebody say baba. Baba, somebody say Baba, 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 Jesus, Jesus, you people are tempting me. Amen. sit down. Praise the Lord. Give Jesus a big clap. It's worthy to be praised. Thanksgiving is the habit of the wise. Murmuring is the habit of the fool. Now look at this. God showed me this thing. I've never seen it anywhere before. God just showed me. He just showed me that scripture. Life. I've been reading that scripture for long. One of the scriptures I quote most is this scripture. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Now that you mumble as others murmured and were destroyed by this scripture. But this particular place, I've been reading it for many years. God just showed me. Suddenly. And it starts from verse 6. He classified murmuring as part of evil things. He mentions some evil things. 1 Corinthians 10 from verse 6. Now look at this. He said, now these things were our examples. To the intent, we should not lust after evil things. See, there are some things that are evil. As they also lusted. Now go on. He said, neither ye be adulterers, as were some of them, as it is written. The people, were destroyed. Sat down to eat and drank and rose up to play. That was when about 23,000 were destroyed. Now go again. Okay. Neither let us commit fornication, as some committed and fell, 23,000. So the first thing, evil thing, adultery, idolatry. Second one, fornication. Third one, he said, neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Now, the fourth one, he said, don't murmur. Sometimes it's good to connect scripture with scripture. Sometimes when you just pick a scripture on its own, you have a vague meaning. But when you connect scripture with scripture, you have a better understanding. He said, don't be involved in adultery. Don't be involved in communication, in fornication. He said, don't be involved in these evil things. He said, and he mentioned murmuring as part of those things. So, complaining is an evil thing. Murmuring is evil. It is in the class of adultery. Thanksgiving is the habit of the wise. Ingratitude is the way of life of the foolish. None of us here will be foolish in Jesus' name. As none of us here will be foolish in Jesus' name. Many things make people foolish. We'll be showing us all that this month because it's a month of wisdom. Throughout this month, we'll be talking of wisdom, foolishness. Throughout this month, you don't want to miss any service this month. Very explosive. Your eyes will just pop open. I didn't know. Number three, difference between the wise and the foolish is that the wise never take God for granted. The fool always take God for granted. Beloved, don't forget that those that take God for granted are always grounded. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. There is no reason that is obtainable why you should not thank God. There is no condition that is too bad that you now say this one is too bad. Eshe ayopeyo. Eshe ayopeyo. Eshe ayopeyo. Olorun eshe o ayope padayo. There must be a space for thanksgiving. No matter the situation, no matter how bad it is, God will still leave an area where you can. Is somebody with me this morning? Immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, how great. Immortal God, invisible God. immortal God, I'll praise the one. This first service, so we need to run for time. So what are we talking about? When you see an ungrateful person, they don't see any reason why they should thank God. They take God for granted. They take God's increase for granted. So the increase is not sustained. They take breath for granted. They take their feeding for granted. They take money in their pocket for granted. They take favors given to God for them to them for granted. Everything done for them. What is it? What has he done? What is special? My husband giving me money regularly. Isn't it a normal thing? Isn't it? What's there? My children going to school, coming back. What's special there? So she go, they will not come back. What? They don't see anything special. You will not be grounded. I say 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 you will not be grounded. Those are the kind of people that if they go out for work, if they come in like this, the first thing they say is complain. Where is the rug like this? Where is everything like this? Where is the television like this? Where is the TV? Why is there smoke everywhere here? Hey, she window for smoke last year. What's your problem? Relax. Instead of you to thank God, thank God that I'm back home. Instead of you to thank God, I'm grateful I woke up this morning. Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Anytime I see another. Okay, let's just take one more, then I'll try to be a little more fast because we still have a long way to go, but time is running out. Now, look at this. Number four, this difference between the wise and the unwise as it relates to thanksgiving is that the wise thank God for every little thing. The unwise thank God only for big things. In quote. The wise thank God for every little thing. When you see an unwise person, they will wait until God gives them a big car in quotes before they thank God. A big job in quotes. I'm waiting for when I will get a job in Chevron, or when I will get a job in Zenith Bank, or when I will get a job in NNPC, or when I will get a job in federal government, civil service, particularly Ministry of Foreign Affairs. They are waiting for that time before they will thank God. That's the sign of foolishness. But the wise, every little thing, they themselves will be searching for avenues for thanksgiving. They will be looking for any little thing to thank God for. They slept and they woke up, they thanked God for it. They mistakenly left boiling water on the stove, on the gas, and went out and came back and the house did not burn down. They thank God for it. They left the house and left the door open and came back and nothing was stolen. Is somebody feeling me this morning? They forgot. It's not even, it has happened to even me before. This God is a merciful God. Sometimes, that's why when I'm in praise and thanking God, sometimes he doesn't have, there's no limit, because he's too merciful. He's too merciful. If you were to look at the way sometimes some of us behave, the wise thank God for every small, small details. The fool, say, I'm waiting. I'm waiting when I get admission to the glory, I will thank God. Your admission to the earth, that is, you are still alive, you should thank God for that one first. I'm waiting on the day I wear my white something. And then I'm strolling down the aisle. Everybody's looking at me. The bride. The veil is on. Everybody wants to see my face, but they can't see my face. Duh. That's when I'm waiting for. When that day comes, I will thank God. I will dance. Opportunity day today. We'll practice the dance for your wedding. Hallelujah. Examples of people who thank God with wisdom. Number one is Jesus. Jesus was a man of thanksgiving. Everywhere he went to, he was a man of thanksgiving. In John chapter 6 and verse 6 particularly, he was faced with a very difficult issue, feeding 5,000 men, excluding women and children. The Bible says, and he himself knew, this he said to prove them, for he knew what he would do. Jesus knew what he would do. And what did he do? Go on in the next verse. Please, if you can. What did he do? He began to thank God with the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And then suddenly, it multiplied. That is how blessings will multiply in your life this time. I can't hear your amen. I can hear your amen. Amen. Only few things were there. And then suddenly, Jesus, the bread multiplied. And everyone, there was 12 baskets extra from insufficiency. Just because he knew what to do. I'm telling you what to do this morning. I'm telling you what to do. If you do it, it pays off for you. You say, what's pastor say? He doesn't know what I'm going through. There's nothing you are going through that is different from what others are going through. There's nothing anybody is going through that nobody else has gone through before. We just have to think so that we don't stink. Every thanksgiver is like Jesus. When Jesus is faced with a problem, he doesn't go there complaining. He goes there to thank God. In John chapter 11, from verse 41 particularly, Jesus was faced with a challenge. Lazarus was in the grave. The Bible says he had been dead and stinking for 4 days. And when Jesus got there, I can't imagine somebody dead for 4 days. And the next thing you do is to begin to thank God. And they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you for you have heard me. You see, when you get to your dead business tomorrow, that's what you should say. Father, I thank you. When you get to your house where you and your wife and your husband are always fighting, Father, I thank you. When you get back home and you are faced with plenty drugs, yellow color, white color, different colors of drugs, packed in different pharmacy nylon, you say, Father, I thank. That's the beginning of of your healing. Or when you pack the drugs in front, I say, oh Lord, and you're looking at me like this, with all these drugs. You bring out one, you say, this one is Genesis. You bring out another one, you say, this one is Exodus. You bring out this one, you say, that's what they call murmuring and complaining. In this kingdom, it has never paid anybody. I don't have time this morning. I've showed you some things. One day, the children of Israel were complaining to Moses and Aaron. The Bible says, as they were complaining, all of a sudden, God struck them. All kinds just fell upon them. People were dying like flies. Just because of murmuring, just because of complaining, God said, I hate it. He gave them manna to eat. They say, ah, manna. Manna means, what is this? That's the meaning of manna. I say, what is this? So they said, what is this? So they were eating that what is this for 40 years. What is this? You did not work for it. You did not go to work to get it. God gave you that one. Why don't you thank him for that now? Then you will now get something better. They did not thank God for it. They never raised their voice. Ah, thank God for this sweet thing. Bible says it was sweet like honey. Very wonderful. If they had thanked God for that, God would have given them different recipe. You know, he owns everything. He can rain manna today. He will rain chicken and chips tomorrow. You know what I'm talking about. He will rain gizzard with a pomo all concocted. I can talk small about food. We are starting fasting tomorrow, but not today. Because if it was tomorrow, I won't try this. Because somebody might go straight to the minimum after now. Praise God. What am I saying, beloved? God is waiting for us to thank him. And as we thank him today, our blessings are sure in Jesus' name. Let me conclude with this. What are some of the benefits of thanksgiving? Number one is divine presence. Psalms 22 and verse 3. Psalms number 22 and verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabited the praises of his people. You don't only fast and pray to access God. You thank God to access God. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. If you want God's presence, you must always thank him. You must always appreciate him. Thanksgiving must be your lifestyle. Then you will carry God's presence. Divine presence matters, and it makes your life to matter. Divine presence matters, and it makes your life to matter. Number two benefit of thanksgiving is that thanksgiving brings upon you the spirit of contentment. Contentment. Thanksgiving suddenly makes you a contented person. You are just content with what. You know, we are in a discontented world. How many of us know we are in a discontented world? We are in a world where there is no contentment. The married want to become single. The single want to become married. The rich want to have peace. The poor wants to be rich. There is so much discontentment. Nobody wants what he has. He wants what somebody else has. The famous want privacy. The unfamous want fame. The one that doesn't have fame, that is not famous, he says, no, I want to have fame. I want them to know me. The person they already know, he said, no, I want to be private. Because anywhere he goes, he says, appreciate you, sir. But the one that is not famous, he said, no, they must know me. Everybody must know me. Everybody must know me. Everybody must know me. The one that is already famous doesn't want anybody to know him. But when you begin to thank God, you are just contented with what you are and what you have. In this world, the youth want to grow old on time. They want to quickly get, the old want to become youth again. The one that is already old, say, how I wish I can get my youth back. A wise man said, give me my youth back and I will pay you anything. A billionaire. He said, give me my youth back. I'm already over 60-something. Give me my 20-something back. Let me become 20-something again. I will pay you billions for it. You can get it. When you become a thanksgiver, suddenly you are thankful to God for where you are per time. Today, the spirit of contentment is coming upon you afresh in Jesus' name. In 1 Timothy 6 and verse 6, the Bible says, contentment with godliness is great gain. Contentment with godliness is great gain. Number three benefit of thanksgiving is confirmation of the promises of God. Confirmation. Someone say confirmation. Can I hear you say confirmation? Of the promises of God. God has made you promises. Am I right? The only way those promises can come to pass is that you thank him. God has said you will have children. God has said you will have good children. God has said it will be well with you. God has said your life will become better. But for those things to come to pass, you must thank Him first. I've often told you, in the world, you thank people after they've given you things in the world. In this kingdom, you thank God first before He will give it to you. Did you get that? In the world, it's after somebody has given you something. You now say, thank you for yesterday. Oh, thank you very much. I really thank you for what you did. No. In this kingdom, you first say, God, I thank you. Thank you for this week is blessed. Thank you because May, I'm shining brighter. Thank you because I know my health is restored. I would say, let the weak say I am strong. In this kingdom, we thank God in advance. Many believers' bank account is empty. There's no store. There's nothing. They've drained everything with complaining. But for you, thanksgiving will become your lifestyle. I say thanksgiving will become your lifestyle. And one more benefit of thanksgiving for this service, I should be able to give you like 5 more in the second service. Another benefit of thanksgiving is that thanksgiving multiplies everything. Everything is multiplied. Thanksgiving makes everything to multiply. Anything a thanksgiver touches multiplies. Business, boom. Career, boom. Everything, boom. Everything a thanksgiver touches must. From today, everything you touch must multiply. Everything you touch must multiply. As God liveth, nothing dies in your two hands again. No business or career or children will die in your two hands in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Somebody ready to thank God this morning? Well, before we go into thanking God, now listen to this. No man appears before God thanking Him without being saved. It's like reporting yourself to God. God, I have come. Do anything you want to do with me. Thanksgiving cannot be accepted with sin in the heart. I was preaching in one of our churches this Wednesday. Yeah, this was Wednesday or last Sunday. I was telling them, I said, man looks at the face. It is the heart God is actually after. That's what God is looking for. God is looking at your heart right now. He knows if you are saved, and you know if you are saved. But God is giving you an opportunity this morning. Say, my daughter, come to me. My son, come to me. God wants to save you. He wants to give you an opportunity to make it to heaven at the end of your journey. He wants you to be able to make heaven at the end of this journey. No matter how long you have spent on this earth, it's for a short time. There's eternity. There's a place called eternity. And He wants you to spend eternity with Him, not in the wrong place. I want to pray with you this morning, beloved. All is about right now. You want to give your life to Jesus?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.